Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are you a racist because you disagree with some of the politics of President Obama and his administration? Well, that's what, in so many words, President Jimmy Carter just said repeatedly this week. Let me read to you from an article in the LA Times, which was published September 17. President Carter said first in a town hall meeting and then during an interview with NBC, an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man. Carter added that racism still exists, and I think it has bubbled up to the surface because of a belief among many white people, not just in the South, but around the country, that African Americans are not qualified to lead this great country. Well, the White House was very quick to reject those claims because they realized that President Carter's insulting statements did them more bad than good. But the LA Times article, in their typical fashion of saying things without saying them, went on to say that, of course, there were attacks made against President Obama recently, and they talked about the fact that during Obama's speech to a joint session of Congress on September 9, Joe Wilson shouted, "You lie." And the implication, of course, in the context of the article is that he did that because he was a racist. Now, they don't say it, but I have heard and seen commentators on television who actually did say that. Then the article goes on to say that a protest held in Washington last weekend included people who carried signs saying Hitler gave good speeches too. Now, I don't doubt that there were some who were carrying those kind of signs. What I still don't understand is how this is a symptomatic reflection of racism. I recall how President Bush was compared with Adolf Hitler while he was president. I also recall that the former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl one time compared the then leader of Russia with Adolf Hitler. Now, nobody said that these people were racists because they made those comments. And as I said, I mean, the argument doesn't seem to be convincing anyhow, because last time I looked at a picture of Adolf Hitler, he didn't strike me as a black man, unless the charge is made that he did what Michael Jackson did, kind of having a miraculous transformation from black to white. But I haven't heard that charge made either. Now, let me also point out that what is forgotten in all this discussion many times is the fact that President Obama is as black as he is white, because his parents were black and white. Now, is therefore the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele, who is African American, a racist? Because he said, characterizing Americans' disapproval of President Obama's policies as being based on race is an outrage and a troubling sign about the lengths Democrats will go to disparage all who disagree with them. Is he a racist because he attacked the quote-unquote white part of President Obama? You see how ludicrous and ridiculous those comments are, but we unfortunately have reached a climate in this country where people who dare to disagree with Mr. Obama are being labeled as racists. Is a psychological pressure supposed to be exerted on them to keep their mouths shut and just go along with the stream and the flow? What about the decision which President Obama just announced on September 17, exactly 70 years after Russia invaded Poland, to dismantle or abandon the concept of a European missile shield defense on Polish and Czech soils? Now, again, this decision has prompted a lot of criticism, even though many have also welcomed it for, as I will point out, the wrong reasons. But here's an article by the Associated Press dated September 17, saying, scrapping missile defense comes as a huge setback to many Polish and Czech leaders who viewed it as a way to strengthen their military ties with the U.S. as a form of defense against a resurgent Russia. Fears of Moscow run especially deep in Poland, highlighted by a key anniversary Thursday, exactly 70 years ago, on September 17, 1939. Poland was invaded by the Soviet Union at the start of World War II. The article goes on to say that Thursday's decision is another sign that, quote, the Americans are not interested in this territory as they were before, said Mirek Topolánek, a former Czech prime minister whose government signed treaties with the United States to set up the shield. It is not good, said former Polish president and solitary leader Lech Walesa. I can see what kind of policy the Obama administration is pursuing towards this part of Europe, Walesa said. The way we are being approached needs to change. It's a play on words of the concept that Mr. Obama said he's going to change when he becomes president, but the change he's introducing wasn't what many people expected. Are these people who criticize Mr. Obama for his decision, are they racists because they don't go along with that decision? Der Spiegel Online pointed out that Russia never apologized for their invasion of Poland, and for that matter, for their subsequent invasion of Czechoslovakia in the 60s. You know, why was Russia so concerned about that defense shield? Because it was a defense shield, not an offensive weapon. If Russia had no ambitions whatsoever to invade Poland or Czechoslovakia again. Now people are elated because the concept that we have abandoned that shield, hoping that Russia will now help us to deal with Iran. And some even said a deal was struck in that regard. Now, of course, that's officially denied, but England also officially denied recently that they struck a deal with Libya. But whether there's a deal or not, the idea that we can rely on Russia to help us against Iran is nothing but a big bubble of hot air which will burst. It's nonsense. But again, saying that, are we racists because we dare to disagree with a policy decision which was made by President Obama? Politico wrote on September 15 that Obama is trying to fundamentally alter the American economy by backing sweeping environmental, labor, and healthcare legislation. So far, he is failing miserably. It's entirely possible, yes, likely, that Obama will lose on all three big issues. His public approval ratings have taken a beating. What all this means is, barring some unforeseeable world event, Obama's will probably not be a historic presidency. He will have some successes and a lot of failures. Is this guy a racist because he wrote these kind of things? Is the California judge a racist who has now decided that he will have a trial in January of 2010 to look into the allegations whether or not President Obama is even eligible to be the president based on his birthplace? Now, some have said that anyone who is questioning the fact that Mr. Obama is eligible to be president are racists. You see the concept which is being permeated throughout the country, and that is why statements by President Carter to that effect are not only insulting and damaging, but they are also very much counterproductive, because the Bible clearly tells us that as true Christians we cannot have any part whatsoever in racism. Let me read to you from Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 to 11. I'm taking this from the Living Bible. It says, don't tell lies to each other. It was your old life with all its wickedness that did that sort of thing. Now it is dead and gone. You are living a brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more of what is right and trying constantly to be more and more like Christ, who created this new life within you. In this new life, one's nationality or race or education or social position is unimportant. Such things mean nothing. Whether a person has Christ is what matters. And that is absolutely true. And as true Christians, we must not have any racial feelings of any negative influence in our hearts, in our minds. We mustn't make any statements like that. We mustn't think that way. But being accused of being a racist for disagreeing with some of the policies Mr. Obama is pursuing is tantamount to saying we are not true Christians if we do. That's why it's so damaging. That's why it's such a psychological pressure being put on people to keep their mouths shut. That's why it's so bad. That is why President Carter should apologize immediately for the statements he has made. Retract them and stop making them. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.